This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said on Thursday he wants an immediate trial in the Senate after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not hand off impeachment to the Senate until she learned how Republicans would manage the proceeding. Writing on Twitter, Trump said, "I want an immediate trial." But as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here.
That's AP's Julie Pace. Meanwhile, the president came under criticism on Thursday when Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted him for comments about the late Congressman John Dingell. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Dingell died this year after becoming the longest-serving member of Congress. The president said Debbie Dingell called to thank him for ordering flags to fly at half-staff, quoting her as saying her husband was looking down and would be thrilled.
Maybe he's looking up, I don't know.
On Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria.
It was just a hurtful shot.
Debbie Dingell replaced her husband in Congress and voted for impeachment. Pelosi says the president seems to think he's being funny by swiping at giants like Dingell and John McCain.
Cruelty is not wit.
Trump spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham tells ABC's Good Morning America the president was just riffing, but says she doesn't know why he suggested John Dingell is in hell. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is imposing sanctions on additional senior Iranian officials for human rights abuses as the Trump administration increases its maximum pressure campaign on the Tehran government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced the recent violent crackdown by Iranian authorities against widespread protests.
Iran's human rights violations are worse than unacceptable. They're evil and they're wrong.
Pompeo assailed Iranian officials for hypocrisy by depriving citizens, particularly ethnic and religious minorities, of their constitutional rights. The secretary said he had designated Iran as a country of particular concern for religious freedom, a status that adds a layer of potential sanctions against the government. He also said the administration would enact travel bans on officials found to have violated human rights, as well as on their families. Protesters took to the streets of Lebanon late Thursday to demonstrate against the Hezbollah-backed newly named Prime Minister Hassan Diab, who they say is part of the same corrupt political system against which they've been rallying for 2 months. Francesca Lina has more.
Former Minister Hassan Diab became Lebanon's new prime minister on Thursday, with backing from the Iran-backed group Hezbollah and its allies. The country has been crippled by the worst economic crisis since the 1975 to 1990 civil war, and has been in dire need of a new government since the then Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned at the end of October. Violent protests against the ruling elite followed. Diab, an engineer and academic, taking the helm could seriously complicate Lebanon's efforts to secure badly needed Western financial aid, because Hezbollah is under U.S. sanctions and listed as a terrorist group by Washington.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. The U.S. Senate has approved and sent a $1.4 trillion government spending package to the president's desk. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
The Senate approved a $1.4 trillion government spending package Thursday, sending the legislation to President Donald Trump. The White House said Trump will sign the legislation before Friday's midnight deadline and thus avert a government shutdown. The bipartisan package that received approval in the House earlier in the week includes funding for the president's border wall project, $27 billion in domestic spending increases sought by Democrats, and a record $738 billion for the Pentagon. It also includes an increase in the nationwide legal age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.